really wide musical spectrum that I was.
Do you believe, Britta, I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you believe that Pantera is the king of heavy metal?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
And I am the queen.
More so than Slayer.
Yeah. Hillary?
Slayer, sorry. I, on the other hand, listen to, like, a lot wussier music. I'm on the other left hand of the spectrum. I listen to, like, stuff like, I don't know, Sleater-Kinney and Bikini Kill and, I don't know.
I knew these gay guys
Smashing
that opened
Pumpkins.
Up for Sleater-Kinney. You got their ass beat. If you're gay and you have a band, don't open for them. Now, if there's anything with being gay...
Was this gay guy you?
No. No.
Oh, well, oh. Oh, never mind then.
Senator. Actually, Senator opened for Sleater-Kinney.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Yep.
Here.
Back in, like,
I'm
fucking...
I'm so
like,
out of the loop.
We're talking, like, 96, Shipley.
I'm old. I was old back then.
Well, no doubt.
I was, like, 22 back then.
All right, well, Roger is whispering in my ear. He says that he wants
Sweet
me to
nothing.
Take off my pants. But we're going to get a quick word from
Chuck.
Oh,
hey, here
Chuck
we go.
Chuck is here. You got to give Chuck the mic here. Chuck is a drummer for Telepathetic and a sexy man, I must add.
Thank you, Neil.
How are you doing, Chuck?
I'm tired. I cut myself playing.
Chuck, if you don't believe that you bleed, it's not rock and roll.
I believe, Neil.
God
believe.
Damn it. It's good. So, I got to start rapping with these Vaz guys here, but Chuck, I need some words of wisdom from you before you depart, since you've been diligently moving your equipment and not talking.
The phrase, let the buyer beware, was probably said by someone bleeding from the ass.
I don't have any beer to give you. I wish I did.
Thanks anyway.
If you
I'm
going to
work on
it.
That. Well, you guys, thank you. Thank you for
you.
Playing. Thank you for your interview.
Thank
nice
you.
Talking to you again.
Oh, yes. Nice seeing you guys again outside of work.
Indeed.
We're going to get Vaz up here and, like, I'm going to start verbally harassing them.
Awesome.
Because I never actually worked with them, so it's kind of a new thing.
Be slowly. Be nice. It takes time to get used to the verbal buffeting of Neil.
Really, my verbal abuse takes a while to get used to. Seriously does.
Neil, remember our plan, what we're going to do.
We're still taking it over, dude. Yeah. It's just going slowly.
Okay.
Ixnay.
I don't think them all was a good step. Just a personal opinion.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
I look forward to your next show. Thursday?
Yes.
Word up. Thursday at?
The Eagles.
Thursday at the Eagles.
That's
Word
right.
up. Telepathetic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Neil.
We
got to
get
you.
Paul Erickson over here. We got to get some Vaz going, dude. Maybe. Hopefully. Basically, they're just going to give me a bunch of microphones and get me drunk. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Actually, yeah, that red one's better.
Hello. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Now, you are...
Apollo Liftoff.
Paul Liftoff?
Apollo Liftoff. A-P-O-L-L-O.
All right. And you are?
Jeff. Just Jeff.
Just plain Jeff. All right. Well, so one question I have for you. It's a dumb question. It's really dumb. It's Vaz, right? It's not
That's
Vaz.
Right.
It's Vaz.
That's correct. No, Vaz.
Is it Vaz?
Yeah, it's Vaz.
Really? So what's Vaz? Where'd it come from? What's the name mean?
Jeff?
No, it's all yours.
Titles don't matter anymore in the 21st century. It's whatever you want it to be.
All right. It works. Postmodernism.
We know what it means, but we're just tired of explaining it, basically. So.
I understand. You guys know Shipley?
No.
This is John
Shipley.
Hey,
how are you doing?
John Shipley?
Hi there.
What's your name?
I'm Neil. Hey. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Nice to meet you. So, you guys are originally from here, right? Sort of.
You
around
are.
Here.
From you
around
are.
Here.
From around here?
Around here.
Where exactly did you grow up?
Yeah.
Where?
Sabin.
Sabin?
Did you go to the crowbar?
I
was across France, the freeway over
the
in Downer.
The crowbar rule.
I was over in Downer.
Oh, yeah.
Downer? Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a great name for a town, Downer.
Yeah, it kind of affected me.
So,
how did you guys meet? Have you known each other a long time?
I had a flat tire, and Jeff was driving by, and he helped me out.
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still changing flat tires.
He had drums in the back of his car, and I was like, hey, let's get together.
That one works with the ladies a lot, too.
Seriously, flat tires, ladies, drums. I don't know.
Repetite.
We may be the world's worst interviewers.
Of course. Why do you think they ask us, dude? So, all right. You guys are down here in your sort of pseudo, not hometown, I won't say, but, like, you know, you're back in the sort of a familiar stomping ground. What do you think? What do you think about the Fargo-Moorhead deal? Are you guys glad to come back and play for your old remaining fan base?
Seeds and stems.
Seeds and stems.
It's just not the same since they put that no cruising law in. You know, we can't have any fun anymore.
Seriously. I hear ya.
It doesn't seem to stop those rowdy teenagers, though.
Hey.
They're out there all hours of the night.
Where are they, actually?
So, what are you guys going to be playing tonight? Describe your music. Give me a description. I've heard you before, but I want to hear what you have to say. What's the Vaz experience? Vaz experience.
For the internet listeners.
For my mom.
Intranet.
Swedish postmodern acid jazz.
Nice. So basically like Korn, right?
Like what?
Korn. You guys like Korn, right?
I like Korn.
Okay, alright.
Probably easier to do this without, you know, like, loud music blaring.
Wait, you know, I mean Korn with a C.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Seriously. So, well, that's cool. No, you guys aren't playing, you guys are playing later on tonight. You're not preparing to play right now, are you?
What?
Somebody else is playing, I don't even know who. Crap Barf.
Crap Barf.
You guys heard Crap Barf?
Not yet.
We like Crap Barf.
Yeah? Personal request to play with Crap Barf?
We're going to have them play with us in Minneapolis.
I heard they were supposed to be the headliners
here
tonight.
For some reason.
Crap Barf is one of the better bands to come out of this area in recent years. Everybody loves Crap Barf.
One time I was in Portland and I had the Crap Barfs. That's
really?
The worst, yeah.
I've never done that. Never been there. I don't know.
Have you pulled the 180 before?
The 180?
The old 180 where you're sitting and you do the old turn and puke on top of it?
I've never really done it.
I'm talking about a sexual thing.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Hold on. Yeah. Whoa. Hi. Yeah. So, what are you guys doing? What's new? Would you guys have some more shows?
Nothing.
I mean, obviously, you have a lot of shows, I'm sure, but. What's new? What's coming up? What are you guys doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
No, we're on the beginning of a 2-month tour.
Really? Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep.
If you look at my finger, we're going like that.
All right.
I believe that means all over.
That means everywhere.
That's the universal sign for everywhere.
Now you guys have toured a lot, like in different scenarios, different bands or whatever. Are you excited to tour, or are you sort of like, man, I'm
touring
gonna be
a chore, or is it
are you excited,
fun?
Or are you thinking, like, fuck, man, I'm going to be, like, hungry and, like, tired?
Well, we, driving up here and stopping in a gas station made me not too excited about it, just because they all look the same, and they try to sell you junk food and stuff. And
it works oddly enough, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to fight it, though.
Right.
Paul's gonna lose 30 pounds.
Are you guys heading further on the tour?
I'm trying to get back down to 9 stone.
Alright.
Are you guys going on tour again, or are you heading back home tomorrow?
We're heading back. You mean from here?
Yeah, from here. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Are you continuing your journey across America tomorrow, or are you going back to the original starting point?
We're just going to keep going forever.
The journey never ends.
It's a never-ending journey.
Really?
I think there was a movie called that.
Never-ending journey?
No, a never-ending story.
Damage
Ghibli. I wrote that.
You guys aren't getting paid for this, are you?
Oh, yeah, we're getting paid.
We're really good at what we do, too. I'm not even supposed to be up here. Where's your
host? I'm glad you are shipping. I don't know, he's playing pool or something. Eric's playing
pool.
The other guy
that's
supposed to be
pool. He's got better things to do, I guess, than sit up here.
Yeah, drinking beer.
I bet the other guy's way better.
Well, my ego really sucks.
Come on, Shipley's sensitive. He's sad. He's really
sad.
Way to go. Shit. All I'm going to do is swear in just a dead time. Shit.
Yeah, people like swear words. It, like, you know, pisses everyone off. They talk about it a lot. Makes more people listen.
Where did you get these
microphones?
Isn't
that what Eminem does?
These microphones are courtesy of the Moose Lodge.
These little phone things?
No,
too?
I actually don't know. I know where they came. Hey, Roger, where'd you get these mics from? Roger doesn't know.
I was just...
Hey,
Roger,
Jeff, how's it going?
Where'd these microphones from? Anyway, man. Where'd
What's
you get
happening?
These fancy phonies?
You want to rock?
We found them.
Oh, great. I've been shoving my mouth.
Hey,
up
guys, this is the part where people go do something else.
Oh, right. Other things. Sure. Well, cool. Yeah.
Very
I got things
fault.
To do.
So,
Very
do you guys
grateful.
Like playing music and stuff, right?
Have you guys ever heard Hammerhead? Oh.
I've heard every Hammerhead show except one.
Except for one? What were you doing that night?
I was doing something else, and someone filled in for me.
All right. Cool. Works.
And I talked to people, and that's the only show they ever saw, and they thought, yeah, it's a lot different than their records.
I bet. Hey, it's always good to branch out. Try new things. Exactly.
Wait, no, there's two shows I wasn't at.
I haven't been listening the last couple of minutes. So.
You know when your body's there but your mind's not? I think you know what I'm talking about.
I've heard about that, really. Believe it or not, I have.
Well, it looks as though they're going to begin.
What's that?
We'd like
it looks
to go.
As though they're ready to go.
Yeah, it looks like these guys are going to rock.
Yeah, we want to go.
I hope your interviewing experience was as good as it was for me. So.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned a lot.
Seriously, this has all been about education.
It's cathartic.
Life's about learning, people.
Well, keep at it, guys.
Thank you.
We're getting better.
We're getting better.
Oh, mission accomplished.
Luca, we're getting shit. We're getting shit right now. We're being bad interviewers.
That's pretty funny.
What do you have to say, right. Shipley? Come on, man. Step it up, dude.
I'm going to go home.
Hey, you didn't ask us about our feelings.
Yeah, come on, guys. What about your feelings?
We got no feelings.
Yeah. Do you write songs about girls and stuff?
I got a baby's brain and a young man's heart.
Hey, guys, I think Crap Barb's going to start rocking right. with some Crap Barb rock. Right.
What? I can't hear you over the deafening...
Nobody can.
And the roaring
Thanks,
crowd.
Brad.
Sure. Bye.